arms of mine. They are lonely.
American singer-songwriter Otis Redding died on this date in 1967. Redding was born in 1941 in Madison, Wisconsin, and later became one of the great soul stylists of the 1960s. Redding joined Johnny Jenkins' Pine Toppers, a local Georgia band, and also served as the group's driver. When the group traveled to Memphis, Tennessee to record at the famed Stax Studios, Redding sang two songs of his own at the end of the session. One of the two, These Arms Are Mine, launched his career. As a composer, he introduced a new sort of rhythm and blues line, lean, clean, and steely strong. He arranged his songs as he wrote them, singing horn and rhythm parts to the musicians and, in general, sculpting his total sound. That sound, the Stax signature, would resonate for decades to come. Redding converted hippiedom to soul music at the 1967 Monterey Pop Festival and was just entering a new phase of popularity when tragedy struck. On December 10th, 1967, a chartered plane crashed into a Wisconsin lake. Ironically, the across-the-board success Redding had sought was realized only after his death. His most haunting composition, Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay, shot to the top of the charts and became his only number one hit. During 1968, three other songs, including Papa's Got a Brand New Bag, hit the charts. Redding was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989. All I will be. On this date in 1957, the Daisy Manufacturing Company symbolically broke ground in Rogers for construction of a plant to produce Daisy BB guns and other models of air guns, after having operated in Plymouth, Michigan since 1895. Production of steel air guns evolved from a watchmaker's idea that windmills and air guns could be made of steel instead of wood. Originally, the air guns were used as premiums given to every farmer who bought a steel windmill. But the air guns soon took over the company's entire production, and the company name was changed from Plymouth Windmill Company to Daisy Manufacturing Company. Melville Dewey, the American librarian famous for creating the Dewey Decimal Classification System, was born on this date in 1851. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.